around the network. And finally, the election supervisors will give a report on the upcoming local station board election. And as usual, you'll have a chance to share your ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. So mark that date on your calendar, Tuesday, September 21st, noon to 2 p.m., the fifth report from the WBAI local station board, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 on your FM dial. WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has nearly 50 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for a radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information on WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org or call WBAI at 212-209-2800. Thank you for tuning into this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Hello. Hello, we're back with the WBAI Local Station Board Report, 5 minutes after 1 o'clock here at WBAI in New York. Thanks to Armand DeMille for the time to allow us to do the program today, and of course Gary Noel for the past hour. Speaking of elections, the Local Station Board elections, and not too long from now we'll be having the WBAI election supervisors to come on the air to explain things to us and to take phone calls. Right now we're taking phone calls at 212-209-2900, speaking with local station WBAI local station board members Steve Brown and Paul DiRienzo, and we're talking about resolutions that the National Board of Pacifica and local station board here in New York have been dealing with. Well, and we also have a couple of local station board members from other stations on the line. We're going to bring them on in just a second. But let's take another call from a listener. Go ahead, you're on WBAI.
Hi, everyone. Barbara from New York City. I have a few things, but this wasn't going to be one of them, but I must say this. People that are trying to disrupt LSB meetings are most likely Big Brother infiltrators and should be exposed by name before the next elections come up, so we don't vote them in on the LSB or as staff members. And disruptors should be removed from meetings by the police, as this should not be allowed to continue, and any staff disrupting a meeting should be cause for dismissal from the station. Now, what I called about originally, I'm a non-computerite, and I need two addresses. May I have the address of Dan Coughlin, the ED of Pacifica, as I need to contact him? Anybody have that address?
I have it, but not right in front of me. We'll get it for you.
I have it. Do you want it right now?
Thank you.
Yes.
William.
It's 1925, Martin Luther King Jr. Way, Berkeley, 94704, and...
Repeat that a little slowly, just again.
Okay, 1925,
yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. Way.
Yeah.
And that's Berkeley...
California.
California.
Yeah.
94704.
Okay, now the next, thank you very much. Now the next address.
Oh, and the number for the Pacifica Foundation is area code 510.
Oh, yeah, 510.
849. 2590.
And 510-849-2590. And that's Berkeley?
That's in Berkeley, and that's the number for the national office. Again, it's 510-849-2590.
Great, thanks. And may I have the name and address and phone number of the election supervisor?
We'll be giving that information out in probably another 15 minutes. Will you be still listening at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
And the national supervisor is at that same address and phone number, and his name is Kenny Mostern.
How do you spell his name?
Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, Mostern, M-O-S-T-E-R-N. He's the national supervisor, and he's at that same address and phone number.
Great. And next, regarding the BAI elections, are subscribers going to receive, along with a booklet of statements from each candidate, pictures of each candidate, which to me are an absolute necessity for subscribers, as well seeing as how thousands of us will not be able to attend local meetings of candidates. And finally, will a survey be going out with the candidate statements for subscribers to survey each program on BAI and maybe all Pacifica stations from 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, as well as a survey for subscribers to survey the management positions, because I think we don't have much of a voice anymore with very few open lines on BAI. And so that's it. Please answer those questions. Is there going to be a picture of the candidates with their candidate statements, you know, for the BAI or for the Pacifica elections?
Thank you, listener. And I have to say, I heartily agree that we need to open up more lines more often, and that we've seen a diminution of airtime for listeners to call in and comment on a lot of different issues on WBAI. We have to learn to let them talk.
A listener also, like as we just pointed out, the election supervisors will be on the air shortly, and I've jotted down your questions, and we'll make sure they can address those for you. Can we take another call real quick, and then William from Berkeley,
there was one question
Ted can pipe in a little bit here.
There was one question that this listener asked about including another survey with this election ballot. We had a survey in the last election, which I happened to put in there, and the survey came back with answers, but so far we've received no results of those surveys. Management has had the survey for over a year, and they have not released the information. I think that they're not happy with the results of that survey.
I can give you a point of information on that, Steve. This is,
yes,
Roger Manning, the supposed facilitator for today's program. I actually set up the database to collect all that information, and the station's been working on it, and it's been a long job, and I think it's more an issue of having the personnel to cover the work.
Roger, I disagree with you on this issue. There were approximately 1,500 surveys returned as hard copy. It's a matter of a few hours to have tabulated most of the information on that. I understand your database is very good, and I see it on the web, but that's a separate issue, and the initial results of the survey could have been tabulated and distributed in a few hours. And volunteers said that they would do it gladly over a year ago, but that was not taken up by management.
Let's take another call real quick.
Hi there. First off, I want to applaud the members of the board there today for the few moments of truth about what's going on with the internals at WBAI that came before that long program director mandated cart break that always breaks up programming. It's actually lasted longer than an entire timeout sequence for people trying to call in on the phone.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. My comments are basically in support of a lot of what was said about the cult of personality. And a radio station is about programming to an audience, and WBAI is Pacifica mandated programming to various types of audience. And regarding the cult of personality, which is the one that goes all the way to the disruption of the board meetings and other things, as a listener to the station and someone who depends on the station for news, I really do have to object that when there are various groups such as the feminist and disabled and the free thought community and drug policy reform that who, if they have shows, can't even have 1 hour weekly, and certainly on the last one, drug policy reform, there is no show about that as far as I know at all on the station, and yet one producer has 8 hours prime time afternoon for his pontifications, and one producer at night has 5 hours of prime time for a very, very narrowly focused program, which at times repeatedly, from my hearing, has been homophobic. And yet these people have these vast amount of times for what I believe, if you look at the ratings you were talking about, are some of the programs that are responsible for losing the station the most audience, as they did in their history with WLIB. And I think anybody who's on the internet should look up the history of the old WLIB, where the current program director and general manager and various other people at BAI have their origins, and look at the kind
WLIB never in its entire history ever broke even.
And never had an audience. I have the old ratings from when I used to look in radio, and they could never pull more than a 1.1. And for a radio station, even back in the day, to break even in New York City, it had to have at least a 2. And a 1.1 was kind of considered to be a courtesy rating that was given by Arbitrons to try to let them get a go of it. But you're right, Paul, they never did. But it just seems to me that when all of these various groups, and probably some that I haven't thought of, just to call, can't get a regular hour slot on air, and yet, as I said, one producer accounts for 8 hours and one producer accounts for 5 hours, and that these people are there because of their close association with the program director, and it hasn't been mentioned on the air very much, but one producer who was a longtime beloved producer at the station was literally harassed out of the station by the program director, and that's never addressed on the air. I think that
that was Mike Fader?
Yes, that's who I'm referring to, and that story, I really request that somebody other than me tell that story on the air, and that the people who are disrupting the board meetings, who are in there because of this cult of personality of the program director and the general manager, really need to have to be taken to task. And the faction that is a part of all of that in all of the board elections, I think, really needs to be brought out on the air, and the voting audience needs to understand exactly where the backup, the constipation in the change at WBAI that's so necessary, that is a result of the ratings that are down, that are lied about by the general manager. I think the people responsible for that need to be exposed.
Well,
thanks for your call. You know, we have to, folks, we got to sort of move on. We want to get to the election supervisors
in
about 5 minutes. Thank you very much for calling in. I'm sorry, I want to apologize to Ted Weiskel down in Houston at KPFT, and William Walker at KPFA in Berkeley, a local station board members who are joining us here on today's local station board report from the WBAI local station board here at WBAI in New York. Ted and William, you've been hearing these comments from WBAI listeners. You have would you like to make a few remarks before we part company today?
Yeah, I'll make a very quick one. I would encourage you all to turn to page 624 of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised 10th edition, and it will tell you how to deal with offenses occurring in a meeting and disciplinary procedures. Hopefully you will follow Robert's Rules of Order.
William?
Call those members to order. I don't know.
I do one other thing, is that it is not the responsibility of the station manager. It is the responsibility of the chairperson of the board and the board to expel people from meetings who are misbehaving.
Ted, let me interrupt and just say that in that particular situation, the chair, Berthold Reimers, made every effort to restrain those people. The microphone was being operated by one of the staff members who was abetting the disruption. And the station manager was a person in authority who could have told his employees to stop. He also was the one who employed the microphone operator.
You
know, been there,
deal with that kind of a situation.
Been there, seen that, done that. folks want a situation like Community Board 3 on the Lower East Side after the Tompkins Square Park riot, where the board had to operate behind a phalanx of riot police, we're not going to give them that. You know, they're not going to have that photograph.
Well, I hope you still will check out page 624 and the chapter 20 on disciplinary procedures following Roberts.
Thanks, thanks, Ted, from the local station board in Houston, and excuse me, and thanks to William from KPFA in Berkeley for joining us on this program.
Thank you, Roger, Stephen, Pauline. Good luck.
So long, William.
We're going to take another couple of quick calls on these general topics that we've been speaking to here today on the WBAI local station board report. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, this neo-utrecine spectacle is quite absurd. The $5 million that disappeared during Utrece's and Paul DiRienzo and Gary Knoll's tenure, what of that? What of that? Marjorie Moore is back, DiRienzo is back. So this is a creeping second edition of the utrecine coup, led by Gary Knoll this time. And, of course, we learned something very interesting at the last meet and greet on Saturday, that technically it is not legal for producers to organize factions within the election. Therefore, we're looking for lawyers who will immediately throw out the Gary Knoll people out the door where they belong, with the $5 million that they stole on expensive trips to Bermuda, Jamaica, and so forth. How dare you? How dare you have the nerve, the audacity, the hypocrisy to accuse other people of financial malfeasance? Hello?
We're all listening to
Gary
you, Gary.
Gary Knoll attacked Cuba.
Your name, Gary,
Tuesday.
Too, by
Gary
the way.
Gary Knoll attacked Cuba last Tuesday. This man is a midget. He says he can talk to the dead. He can talk to the dead, and so forth. This man's another Rasputin. Totally out of control. As for the cops, the PBA, KKK, racist killer cops that you've brought into meetings, and you brag about this, you're enemies of the working class, the proletariat. And you we have just learned that this is totally illegal. This whole Gary Knoll faction, which has deep pockets, we don't know exactly where Steve Brown and Knoll get their money, but we're going to investigate this stuff, and we're going to have our lawyers have this faction thrown out the door now because they're illegal.
I hope you investigate where I get my money, because I'd really like to find out myself.
Thanks, thanks, caller. We're going to take one more quick call before we go to the elections portion of today's local station board report. And go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, I would just like, Steve Brown asked you, Roger, to come clean, and I'd just like for him to come clean on a few quotes that I have from emails that he wrote. And one is in reference to programs that the program director, Bernard White, instituted, where he, and I quote, the overtly anti-white and anti-Semitic attitude of the new hosts and their program material. The other one is asking listeners to say anything about their complaints that they consider to be offensive. And Steve Brown, you said, even if you do not have anything specific, wait a minute. To contact Mr. Brown, you call yourself Mr. Brown, even if you do not have anything specific. So I'd like for you to substantiate those two quotes. And also, what has happened to the Committee of Inclusion? They've only met once. I'd like for you and DiRienzo to answer the last question.
Let me deal with your previous questions. Yes, I certainly did send out a query to listeners. I was concerned about violations of FCC rulings on hate language and other prohibited language on the air. And I asked, in response to many listener queries, if anybody was aware of any incidents or language on the air that might be racially insensitive or provoke an FCC response. I also said in the very next paragraph, and none of you ever quote this paragraph of the same letter, immediately following, on the other hand, if you feel that WBAI, and I'm quoting, has become more open and tolerant and less racially offensive, by all means let me know that too. So what you're quoting is only the information that has been circulated by members of the group that I've been talking about to try to cripple the work of of the board. Also, the statement you quoted about overtly anti-Semitic...
Anti-Semitic attitude, yes, of the new hosts and their programs. I want to know, who are you talking about?
Well, I had published an 18-page report filled with quotes and documentations and air clips. For example, I quoted Errol Maitland's remark about the Lily-White Pacifica National Board, and he's remarked recently on the idea you can't trust whites, and constant statements. It's a running commentary, and it's offensive. There have been remarks on the learning tree. I don't have my document.
Oh, I remember them well. I'm very concerned about the learning tree because I developed that slot over 10 years, and then
let me just finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I'll, so the what you may be quoting from are very out of context information passed around by certain groups, and those are accurate quotes, but they're taken out of context, as you can see from the material I've given you.
Yep.
I'm not happy about what's going on at the station, and I, if we had time, I'd speak about it.
And folks, we are running out of time for this segment.
Let me make that.
If you could wrap up on this call.
To the extent that we should get a committee of inclusion and it's required by the bylaws, I'm all for it. I'm willing even to serve on it and be a member of it. However, we can't finish business that we have in front of us and move on to these requirements and these important issues when people are disrupting the meetings to prevent things they don't want to have happen. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't prevent what you don't like, a management review, and then complain that we didn't get to other matters after that
on
the agenda.
You met once on the Committee of Inclusion,
and
I know.
But you see what I'm saying is that how do we get to these situations when, you know, I don't even want to go to committee meetings when I find out that the committee meetings are you know, violent occurrences happen at these committee meetings. They haven't? You're saying that they haven't happened? You're denying that they've happened?
We could go on and on about this, but we're going to have to
It's got to establish a fact. I just made an accusation that there's violent events going on, attacks going on at WBAI committee meetings, LSB committee meetings. Now, you don't just, like, throw it up under the table. Either something illegal is happening at these meetings or not.
Provoked sometimes by people on the LSB.
So
if you want to be honest, just come clean and say, for example, Steve Brown taking pictures and all that. People don't like that. So if you're going to come clean, let's come clean and move on.
Okay. Thanks, caller. I apologize for having to move us along here because this is all very fascinating. Folks, I'm Roger Manning. I'm the WBAI local station board and the Pacifica National Board, and I'm facilitating the program today. The WBAI local station board report. Normally, Armand DeMille would be on right now, but we're doing our monthly report. It's 26 minutes after 12 or after 1 p.m. at WBAI in New York. And we're going to move right along to our next segment of the program where we hear from the WBAI election supervisors, Terry Graham and Caleb Kleppner, who are going to fill us in on the current local station board election that's taking place right now. You folks could report for hopefully around 10 minutes or so, and then we can take some callers who can present some questions.
Thanks, Roger. We'll start with Terry giving an overview of the timeline and some of the logistics, and then I'll follow up on talking about membership and fair campaign practices and ballot counting. So, Terry?
Okay. The nomination period for the LSB board elections opened on July 25th, and they will be closing this Saturday, September 25th at 5 p.m. There are 9 listener seats available and 3 staff positions. And the way for you to get packets is that you can email elections@wbai.org, or you can call 212-561-1525. And you have to give your complete contact information, your name, your address, day and evening phone number, and your email address if you have one. Once all of the packets have been received on the 25th, there will be 1 week for verification to make sure that you have all of your contents completed and to verify the signatures on the petition. And the ballots will be mailed out on October 15th, and they're all due back by November 15th. The people who are elected this year will take their seats in December for 3-year terms. There will be no elections in 2005, and half the board will be up for re-election in the year 2006. So if you want a packet, you should contact me as quickly as possible by emailing elections@wbai.org or calling 212-561-1525. But that is a hard deadline of 5 p.m. on September 25th.
Thanks, Terry. I wanted to run, this is Caleb Plepner, who is serving as the local election supervisor, and I wanted to run over a couple issues related to the fair campaign provisions and then talk about how you can verify your membership for this election, and then we'll get on to talking about ballot counting, and then I think we'll have time for some questions and answers from you, the listeners. The Pacifica Foundation, as well as the station, has adopted a set of fair campaign provisions, which are just regulations designed to ensure a fair campaign where everyone has an equal opportunity to get their message out. And because we're a radio station, the really important provision is that the radio station itself be used equally. And that means that there will be a series of on-air forums at which all candidates will have an equal opportunity to participate. All candidates will have an opportunity to record CART's 60-second campaign statements that will be rotated on air so that everyone has an equal chance to get their message out. But other than that, the resources of the station can't be used to help or hurt one candidate or another. If you have a concern that a violation may have occurred, you need to document what happened and you need to get the information to me. These campaign provisions are posted on the website, wbai.org, and you can click on the elections link. And you can call the same phone number, 212-561-1525, with your allegation of the campaign violation, the documentation that you can assemble to show what happened. And then I'll review this information, I'll talk to all the people involved, and we'll make a determination if a violation has occurred and if any remedy is appropriate, such as giving more airtime to candidates who had been slighted. The key is that Terry and I don't have the resources to do the investigations ourselves, so you have to gather the information, present it to us, and then we'll talk to both sides and come to a ruling.
Kayla, we're going to take a very brief station break. We'll be right back.
This is Lawrence Block, and you're listening to WBAI in New York City. Listener supported and non-commercial.
You're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. This is the WBAI Local Station Board Report. It's 1:31. Right now we're hearing from the WBAI election supervisors. They're filling us in on the current WBAI Local Station Board election. And Caleb was speaking. Go ahead, Caleb.
The next thing to talk about is membership. To be eligible to vote in the local station board election, you need to be either a paid or unpaid staff as of August 31st, or you need to have made a financial contribution of $25 or more to the station by August 31st, or you need to have performed 3 verifiable volunteer hours for the station by August 31st. If you failed to receive a ballot last year, or you're concerned that you may not be a member, you are welcome to call 212-561-1525, give us your name and address, and we can check whether you're on the current list. And if there's an error, we have until this Friday to rectify that. So if you're to verify your membership, call 212-561-1525 or send an email to elections@wbai.org, and we will confirm your membership. The last thing I want to talk about is the process of ballot counting this year. It's a little bit different than last year, but the important thing is that we're using a system that is going to lead to an elected board that really reflects all of the voters of BAI. we're not going to have a system where one group wins all of the seats and everyone else gets shut out. And the difference is, unlike most public elections that use winner-take-all elections in the U.S., we're using a proportional system that means both majority and minority points of view will be fairly represented from a mathematical point of view on the final election. And the ballot counting is going to be a public process. It's going to occur November 17th in New York, and we're bringing some vendors in who will be using some optical scanners that will do the counting. But it's going to be a very open and transparent process with volunteers from the League of Women Voters to ensure complete impartiality of the ballot counting.
Thanks, Caleb. You're listening to the WBAI local station board report. Normally, Armand DeMille would be right beyond the air at this hour. I'd like to thank Armand for the airtime to air our monthly report. And right now, we're hearing a report from the WBAI election supervisors. For those of you that don't know, WBAI is a community listener-sponsored radio station as part of the Pacifica network of five stations around the country. The Pacifica Foundation got new bylaws not so long ago, last year or so, and in those bylaws they called for elected local station boards and an elected board of directors, which is the Pacifica National Board. So right now we're in the process of having an election for some of the members of the local station board, and you, as Caleb has pointed out, as a listener, subscriber, or as a staff person of the station, are eligible to run or vote. And this is what we've been talking about. If you have some questions for our wonderful election supervisors, give us a call right now, 212-209-2900, and we can have some questions for the election supervisors. And I want to remind folks that the local station board here at WBAI is having a meeting tonight. And let me get the address for that. Of course, you can go to WBAI.org on the web to find out where it is. The address for tonight's local station board meeting is at Penn South Community Center, right here in Manhattan. The address, 343 8th Avenue between 26th and 27th Street in Community Room 8A. And I believe Caleb Kleppner, our election supervisor, one of them, will be there tonight. Is that the case? That's great. And so you can meet and talk to him there, or, like I said, call 212-209-2900 on the WBAI Local Station Board report and talk to the folks directly right now. Before we take the first call, why don't we pose some questions that a previous caller had asked. And one of those, well, they were wondering if there would be photographs of the candidates in the materials mailed out to the voters in the WBAI Local Station Board election, and they wanted to know if we would, once again this year, put a survey surveying people's opinions about the radio station and programming.
Two very good questions. Last year we mailed out a very large, very expensive candidate guide that had statements and photographs of all the candidates, and you may remember that in the five Pacific stations.
No photographs.
No photographs at the WBAI area, I believe.
These voter guides were quite large, and it involved a very high cost to the station, since some of the stations had as many as 50 or 60 candidates. This year, the candidate statements will not be mailed unless you ask for it. This is to save cost. It will be available online, and anyone who does ask will receive one, but it's not going to be mailed out as a default to everyone. And so I don't know the answer to the question about photographs. I'm not sure that policy has been set.
I'm Roger Manning. I'm facilitating the program today, but I'm also the WBAI.org web site constructor, and I've been helping put a few photographs on the website with the candidate statements. So photos may be available next to the candidate statements on the WBAI.org website. And actually, if you want to go directly to the elections portion of the website, it's wbai.org/elections. And about the surveys?
I believe that surveys can be inserted in the ballots this year. So I think that's something that can be done if the station wants to.
Let's take a few calls here. Do we have anybody on the line? Michael G., you're on the air. Hello, you're on WBAI.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi there. I'm a new member and of WBAI, and you know, ever since, it seems like, and I'm not being trying to give anybody a hard time or anything, but it seems like all this board has been is, you know, in-house fighting between one fraction or, you know, group and another. You know, one of the people that, all right, my husband is a member, and one of the people he voted for was Father Lucas. And, you know, kind of like based on what I had brought up about this particular individual. You know, it's like, what exactly is being done with this board in terms of real, productivity, shows, all right, we've had enough nonsense from, the Republicans and what they're doing, and now I'm hearing stuff like calling the police, and, this faction's, you know, trying to beat up on this one, and, you know, I mean, you know, we're all supposed to be in this together, and, you know, I'm hearing a lot of fighting, a lot of anger, a lot of, really not coming together, and, you know, I'm asking myself, because I was thinking of about wanting to, you know, go be and try to see about getting myself onto this, and now I'm to the point after hearing all this fighting and everything. You know, maybe that's not a good place for me to put my energies towards. And you know, I still haven't heard anything about why Father Lucas, who I've heard him on Grandpa, you know, Al Lewis's show, and I think he is a really good person. And I'm saying, what, you know, and I still haven't heard why he's not on the air. And like I said, what is all this fighting that's going on? What is it really producing in terms of good shows for the people? And I'll hang up so I can hear you all talk. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments, caller, and very, very, very important questions. But right now, we're trying to address specifically questions about the WBAI local station board elections, because we have the opportunity with the election supervisors right here in the studio. So we're just, if we have time, we'll come back, and perhaps some of the LSB members here can comment on your questions. But let's try to get another call about elections. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I called before, and I also wanted to know why the Gary Null show isn't considered when you're thinking about expanding Democracy Now. Why don't you expand them both if they make the money for the station? Why do you only talk about Democracy Now?
It's a really darn good question, but we're going to move on and try to stay focused here on elections.
It's called Real Politic.
Next caller, go ahead, you're on the air.
Is that me?
That's you with the feedback there. Yeah.
Thank goodness, gosh! Listen, man, I've been listening, and I have to say a couple of things, but I have a question about the elections. I must say it's one of the worst programs I've ever heard. You certainly could have a way to have a format where you would represent all points of view, and if you have the news people to coordinate this program, I would like to hear it. I hate to hear one faction dominate a program. This is not fair. It's not good programming. And some of you are not even saying who you are when you're speaking. And this kind of partisan talk does not inspire unity. And in fact, it turns people off. And there has been a faction at that station ever since Pacific has, in a sense, remember in terms of BAI. But I have a very specific question about the election. And I must say, please get this programming together. And I think that whoever's in charge of this program, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is very bad programming. But my question is about the election and about who is and I'd like you to go over who can run and what the guidelines are for the running, because as I understand it, there are some employees of programmers who are running, who are on the board, some of whom I think are in the studio right now. And I think that is not against the law, against the bylaws, because it seems to me that if we do allow people who are employees of programmers to be on the board and to run the elections, then we can have General Electric put candidates before our board. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not, I don't think it's fair. So I would like the person talking about the elections to talk about who can serve on the board, and if there are any guidelines protecting the board against people who have vested interests of the nature I've talked about, or other vested interests.
Caleb?
Yeah, this is Caleb Kleppner, WBAI local election supervisor, and very good questions about who can serve on the board. The bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation establish two types of board members. One is a listener board member and one is a staff board member. The listener board members are people who give $25 or more in a year or who perform three or more verifiable volunteer hours for the station. Listener members vote for listener members of the board. Staff members vote for staff members of the board. And the board is divided so that there are 18 listener members and 6 staff members. This year, members of the station will be electing 9 listener members, and those are, again, listener members vote for the listener members of the board, and staff members will be electing 3 staff members. So the protection against vested interests is that if you're a staff member, either paid or unpaid, you are not allowed to vote in the listener election, and the listeners elect 3/4 of the seats. So that's the rules we're operating under because that's the rules of the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation.
So therefore, an employee of anybody can run, and if they're an employee of a programmer, can run as a part of the paid staff or unpaid staff. That's what you're saying, right?
That's correct. Programmers are under the Pacifica bylaws are considered either unpaid staff or paid staff, depending on whether they're paid by the station or not.
I think
they all count as staff, and so they get to vote in the staff election.
I think that's a big mistake where you have employees of programmers voting. And I would like this program to be more diverse. If you all the guys, I don't know if you're all white or not, but I would like it to be more diverse, more representative of the board, and I'd like somebody to control the program so that we get a very fair sampling, not only of what all of your points of view are, but of the listeners who call in also. You can listen to all the calls off the air, record a sampling of the people who, you know, of them, and give us a program where we can really absorb this. I mean, we talk about programming. This is some really poor programming that y'all are putting together for the listeners, and I really resent it.
Thank you, caller. Actually, this is Roger Manning. I'm facilitating the program today. This is the WBAI Local Station Board Report. It's 15 minutes before 2 o'clock. Armand DeMille would normally be on at this hour, but today we're having these special monthly report from the Local Station Board. And to understand how this program is put together, very briefly, there's a small collective that puts this program together, and the panel for each WBAI Local Station Board report each month is composed. Everybody on the local station board gets a chance to take a turn on the program, and being that this is elections period, there's rules requiring an equal amount of time for people who are running for the local station board as listener members. And so when the collective looked at the list of people that could be on this program today, it was very limited to, we could not have people who were running for re-election as a listener member, and so we ended up with Paul DiRienzo and Steve Brown. And
Steve and I got a lot of votes, and we don't have to run for re-election.
So they qualified to be on the program. I personally agree with the caller that this program has been very one-sided, or maybe three-sided. There's like 60 sides. In any case, that's how it happened, and hopefully the program will, you know, continue to improve in the future. Let's get back to elections. We only have about 4 more minutes. We'll take some more calls. We have the WBAI election supervisors here, Caleb and Terry. And hello, it's 212-209-2900. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay. I'm a member of 40 years of BAI, and I would like to say that I'm appalled by Gary Null and his cabal, and I feel that he should be kicked off the air. I really do.
Do you have any specific questions or comments about the elections?
No, I don't. I think when we elect people like Paul DiLorenzo and Lou Ann and all that bunch, we are in trouble. I think he's got to get out of there.
Thanks
That's
for your call.
The problem. You know, don't people see the problem with the station? This, you know, my way or the highway. If I don't like you, then you should be run off the air. I mean, that's how this place has been run for the last 5 years, and look where it's led us.
That's Paul DiRienzo, just to let you know. That's another elections question, hopefully. You're on WBAI.
Hello, yes. I have a question about the question that the previous caller had. What is an employee of a Purdue programmer, end quote?
Caleb?
What did he mean by that?
Oh, what did the caller mean?
Yes. by an employee of the program.
I think what the caller probably meant to say was a staff person of the radio station.
He thinks that Paul D'Arienzo, myself, still works for Gary Knoll, and he's so out of touch. He doesn't
well,
realize.
Well, I'm glad you're there, Paul.
Thank you. He doesn't realize I haven't worked for Gary for 8 months.
Can we move on to another caller?
I have an election question for Supervisor quickly.
On the this is Steve Brown now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. On the WBAI website, it said that Pacifica bylaws require that 25% of all the eligible voters actually cast a ballot for this to be a valid election. I was surprised to see that. Last election, only 18% cast their votes. Does that mean if 25% do not cast their votes, this election is not valid?
The Pacifica bylaws state that in the staff election, the quorum is 25%. So among the paid and unpaid staff, at least 1/4 of them need to cast ballots for the staff portion of the election to be valid. For the listener election, the quorum is 10%. That means 10% of all people who are eligible to vote need to return their ballots for the election to be valid.
And do we have another caller on the line? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Yes, we have serious questions about the protocol of the forthcoming round of elections for Teresa and Caleb. Now, I was told at that meet and greet on Saturday that we will not be able to criticize by name any producers. And then I was also made to understand that, producers technically are not allowed to organize factions in the course of elections, which would obviously mean that the Knoll tendency is completely in violation of existing rules.
The existing rules refer to unequally using station resources for the most part. There are provisions about use of station and show-related websites. But in general, as long as you're not using station resources, you have First Amendment rights and you can campaign however you want. You do need to stay within the spirit of the Pacifica bylaws in terms of honesty and integrity and treating people respectfully, but there certainly isn't a blanket prohibition against criticizing producers by name.
Thank you, Caleb. Do we have time for another caller?
Yeah,
okay, let's go on to another. Thank you, caller, for that question. You're on the air with the election supervisors here on the WBAI local station board report. Go ahead.
Yes, I think it's informative to know that there are rules and bylaws and reasons why the three hosts of the show today are three white males, one of whom is rumored to be a millionaire. When we talk about a radio station of inclusion, and we have three white males representing a right-wing faction without any opposition, this makes BAI worse than Fox News, which at least presents an opposing point of view. Why is there nobody there from Unity Justice? Why are you so concerned to change the programming to make it more profitable? Aren't you just like somebody at NBC or ABC looking to make more profitable programming? And what about this umbrella of inclusion? How dare you have a two-hour show without one person of color, without one female, without any disabled people on it? How dare you? And without any opposing views to your right-wing faction, which is looking to get rid of the people of color at
that
radio
station.
Oh,
come on, Moogie. I've known you for 20 years. Don't tell me that.
How about you?
I've known you for 20 years.
Year after year until they finally removed you. Do you still want Andy Goodman?
That's what it's all about. Removing people you don't agree with, right?
Please.
That's what you want to do. Remove people you don't agree with is what you want to do. So we should have a radio station that only has people you agree with, Moogie Clayman.
There are seven people in this room. Three of them are people of color, and two of them are women. What is your problem?
We're running out of time here, and thanks for that call. It's important to express all these views, but also we explained a few minutes ago why the people who are on the panel are on the panel today on the WBAI Local Station Board program, and also other members of the local station board were asked to be on the show, Lawrence Lucas and Michael Warren, and they were not able to come. I think we're running out of time here. It's 8 minutes before 2 o'clock here at WBAI in New York. I'm Roger Manning. I've been the facilitator for this local station board report, which comes to you monthly here in WBAI. And we've had Terry and Caleb, the election supervisors for our local station board election that's currently taking place on, and all of you folks phoning in. And, of course, we had from KPFT in Houston, we had Ted Weisgold joining us from his local station board, or their local station board, and William Walker from KPFA in Berkeley. Caleb and Terry, could you wrap up with some hard information here, addresses, website, phone number, and the meet and greet, the time, the dates for these meet the candidate events that are coming up, or whatever you have.
At this point, we don't have any scheduled meet and greets for the candidates. You can always get information on the WBAI website. You can contact us at 212-561-1525. You can contact us by email at elections@wbai.org. And stay tuned to the station. You'll be hearing campaign statements from the candidates. There will be on-air forums, and we'll be publicizing upcoming events for in-person events with the candidates.
Terry, anything to add there?
Nothing other than this Saturday is the last day to get your nomination packet in. So if you're not going to mail it in, you have to bring it to the station. I will be here from 12 to 5. On Saturday, and 5 o'clock is a hard deadline, so you have to have all of your information in by Saturday by 5 p.m., or you will not be eligible to run for the election.
Okay, folks. Well, we got to thank everybody for this local station board report from the WBAI local station board. We want to thank Gary Null and Armand DeMille for the airtime. We got to thank Michael G. for doing such a wonderful job in engineering. Paul DiRienzo and Steve Brown from the WBAI Local Station Board, thanks for coming in. Also helping out with the program were Serene Roberts, Kathy Davis, Doug George, Nana Yaya Kume, and Sean Rhodes. Next month, we'll have another WBAI Local Station Board report. Stay tuned to find out information on that. And do come to the WBAI Local Station Board meeting this evening, 6:30 p.m., and that is at 343 8th Avenue between 26th and 27th Street in Community Room 8A. That's the Penn South Community Center in Manhattan. Go to wbai.org/LSB for local station board information, wbai.org/elections for elections information. The phone number here at the radio station for general information is 212-209-2800. And the WBAI Local Station Board hotline number is 212-209-2919.
When 19 guys who are Arab and Muslim hijack planes and fly them into buildings, we decide it's legitimate to profile anyone who looks like them. And then when I suggest that's racist, folks go, no, that's just being smart. They were Arab and they were Muslim. Yeah.
And that was the voice of Tim Wise, the director of AWARE, the Association for White Anti-Racist Education. He, along with Dr. Fred Newsom from Harlem Hospital and Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, will be speaking at a forum entitled Racism, a Health Crisis, Challenges for the Media and Society. Physicians for Social Responsibility, the New York chapter, and the Metro New York chapter of Physicians for a National Health Program, and WBAI are requesting your presence at Riverside Church on Tuesday, September 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us for this important forum. For additional information, you can call the Physicians for Social Responsibility at area code 212-870-2980. That's 212-870-2980.
And when Tim McVeigh did his thing, I know that white men like me weren't looked at as potential truck bombers.
And you are tuned to listener-supported commercial-free community radio WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM. Coming up next at 2 p.m. will be the Tuesday Arts Magazine Talkback with Hugh Hamilton at 3 p.m. You are just listening to a report from the local station board. Roger Manning, the facilitator of this afternoon's, the past 2 hours. He's also the website constructor, along with Paul DiRienzo, board member, and Steve Brown. Ted, I believe it's Weisigel from KPFT, I believe. I hope I'm saying that right, Ted. William Walker from KPFA joined as well. Caleb Kleppner and Terry Graham, they were the election supervisors. And thank you very much, listeners, for your participation in this afternoon's programming and your support as well. Thanks to Armand DeMille and Gary Null. Coming up next, the Tuesday Arts Magazine on WBAI. Visit us on the web at WBAI.org.
Calling all women. Are you experiencing something in your daily life that you think is unfair and that would not be happening to you if you were not a woman? If so, The Joy of Resistance, WBAI's multicultural feminist show, would like to hear about it. We're collecting stories for an upcoming show on everyday garden variety sexism, and we're interested in everything from what happens to you at the corner store to the streets, the workplace, the kitchen, or the bedroom. You can reach us at 212-209-2987 or email us at thejoyofresistance@wbai.org. Your confidentiality will be respected. So big or small, let us know what's bugging you, and together, maybe we can do something about it. That's 212-209-2987, joyofresistance@wbai.org.
No corporation, government, religion, husband, father, brother, gonna define our existence.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Arts Magazine. This is Prairie Miller, and on the show today you'll be hearing Roan Fraser on remembering the young James Baldwin. My interview with soprano Jessica Gould, who sings of myth, melancholy, and madness from Harlem Heights. Marianne Miller on the decline and fall of the Roman Empire and its rise again in cyberspace via electronic publishing. Peggy Dominique with part two of her conversation with composer Leslie Burrs and his urban classical opera Van Cui in tribute to the African slave burial ground ceremonies this month. In the Arts Magazine screening room, Paula Farmer with a sneak peek at the upcoming Ray Charles biopic, Ray. Arts News with Robert Melasso, Claude Horvath delves into Blue Notebook number 10, the Theater Report with Joe Hurley taking a look at the play Guantanamo, and Miguel de Leon reading from the work of Dominican national poet Pedro Mir. Stay tuned.
This is Roan Fraser for the Arts Magazine.
I think that one has got to find some way of putting the present administration of this country on the spot. One has got to force somehow from Washington a moral commitment, not to the Negro people, but to the life of this country. It doesn't matter any longer, and I'm speaking for myself, for Jimmy Baldwin, And I think I'm speaking for a great many other Negroes, too. It doesn't matter any longer what you do to me. You can put me in jail. You can kill me. But by the time I was 17, you had done everything that you could do to me. The problem now is, how are you going to save yourselves?
James Baldwin is an accomplished writer who has made a name for himself in 1953 with his first novel, Go Tell It on the Mountain. His legendary Notes of a Native Son appeared 2 years later, and later